Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you. Just heard in the update there, the full reveal of the uniform, 7 o'clock. We've seen the base jersey. And while we're going to continue with the Brad Holmes stuff, let's at least mix this in for people too. If it's a week from tonight and the Lions make a bold move up, are we all good regardless of what they select? Yeah. I would be. I think adding elite players to a Super Bowl team is far more important than adding the depth. And if you believe you're a player away, specifically defensively, and Brad Holmes has identified whether it's a D lineman, whether it is a corner, if Brad Holmes has identified, hey, this is one of my eight favorite prospects.
What if it's a center? You okay?
I'm good. Okay. Because you know, if I'm sitting at 29, that's been my preference all along. I just want to know about the people. Let's talk uniforms for 1 minute before we get to the callers. I'm not going to go crazy about it because I want to see it all together. I want to see it with the helmets. I want to see the pants. I want to see what this all looks like. So everyone saw earlier, it leaked somehow through Fanatics. Look, this is the other, it's really hard when you have like 9 million corporate partners to keep a leak from happening.
It was kind of like when the MSU black jersey came out right. And it leaked on a children's website.
Now, I am going to let this play out because I don't want to overreact to it. The biggest compliment I could pay is that the WCF is off the jersey. Thank God. But outside of that, I was underwhelmed. They just didn't evoke much of a reaction. They're not bad. I don't think they're great. Do I like block numbers? Well, sure.
I think the helmet is what's going to set it apart.
Need to see it all together.
Now, if the helmet comes out there and it's like, you know what? Yes, I like this. Like kind of how the Jets tweaked their helmet.
But you're happy for a different reason. The black is back.
No, that's what you all thought I was going to say. But that's not what I was going to say.
That's what Kenny said, and we know why.
Well, No. I'm happy, but you said the same reason why. I, for years, have said, you can go ahead and take that patch off the jersey. The William Clay Ford patch.
Yeah, we can lose it.
We can go ahead and, well, we got to keep it on for tradition. What tradition? No, let's take it off.
Let's keep it on for losing.
And now, when I looked at this, somebody was like, well, did you notice the patch wasn't? I was like, it'll be out. And I was like, wait, it's not. Because then they show like some of the players. Because honestly, I think the Lions leaked this themselves because they had a video already up saying, I can't believe you guys leaked this on their official site. I'm like, who actually leaked it? And it's a video of Jared Goff holding a black jersey saying, I should just put this out on Twitter and leak it. But the fact that it's not on there, I think that's a gigantic step in the right direction. You are moving away from the past. The black jersey, look, here's the thing. If they go out there
and win,
and they wear the black jersey and they defeat the Cowboys or they defeat the 49ers, you know what? This town's going to love them. If they go out there and lose to the Vikings in them, oh, my God, these are the worst things ever. We've seen that before. Heck, we saw that with the Red Wings. So it all depends on what happens when they wear them. I'm indifferent. I don't care. I mean, the black jersey, if you pair it up nicely, do you have a black helmet to go with it?
I got
to
wait and see.
Yeah.
I will wait and see. And like I said, you know, yeah, I really liked what the Jets did the day prior. I thought that that evoked the perfect blend of old school where they had that Kelly green as when I was growing up, like Mark Gastineau and Kenny O'Brien, and they modernized it. And I go, that's really nice, and it's timeless. The Lions, it was just very plain. And guess what? It can be good. I will wait and see. But if people have initial reactions, go for it. You'll find out at 7 what the whole damn thing looks like. And I have a feeling I'll like it more
because I guess
I see it all put together.
Because like last year, that helmet had a lot to do with the Bronco. I mean, with the Mustang. And I guess this year's jersey has a lot to do with the Bronco, with the lettering and things like that, because that was a part of their little sneak preview. Yeah, I need to see. Because if you come out with a – I still like last year's helmet, that Mustang helmet. I love it. I wish you would bring it back and make it your permanent one. Kenny, call your people, man. Make it happen. Because that thing was sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
I just didn't understand why they didn't do it in silver. You know, the two bars behind that lion can be blue and white. It would work. Like, I look, we'll see. I'm not going to freak out because I'm with Rico on this. You win games, you're going to end up putting up with whatever you're wearing. You know, the grays didn't look bad when you were kicking everybody's ass.
Right.
People stop bitching about those gray uniforms. I like the grays, by the way. I'm a freak. I like them.
But, yeah, if you win, then everybody who says, oh, the black reminds me of the 0-16 gears and all that. No, it won't.
Oh,
you know what it's going to remind you of? Winning.
Make no mistake. I hate those jerseys.
The black ones?
Yeah, I don't need that. It's not in your color scheme. I don't need it.
See, that's why I wasn't a fan of bringing back the black uniforms because
all I think
they
of
lost
is Kevin Smith.
Roy Williams.
Okay, but imagine if it's Jahmyr Gibbs, if it's J-Mo,
losing,
and you're winning, that you go out, you wear those black jerseys, and you knock off San Francisco and Dallas in back-to-back games. People are going to petition, never take them off. Keep wearing them every week. Those are or now you're going to play in that playoff game, hope they wear those black jerseys. So if you win, you'll forget about the all the bad years, the Roy Williams, you'll forget about all of that stuff. And you'll just remember Aiden making a sack and doing his little sack thriller dance in the black jersey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
248-539-9797. David, let's start with ticket text, and then we'll get to some calls. Both the uniforms are in play, or Brad Holmes, a week from tonight. He talked. I just twisted what he said for fun, which is maybe we just go reverse of the reverse psychology, and they're actually moving up. They're going to make a bold move in front of the fan base. Everyone's going to go wild, and they're going to take a corner.
See, I mean, I see that, but I just think Brad was sitting there saying, we're sitting at 29. And if Knicks and Penix are still on the clock, we're going to be getting a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go ahead and stockpile and get and bring in more players. That's the thing. If either Knicks or Penix goes unexpectedly early, then I think he pulls the trigger and he moves up. But if both of those quarterbacks are sliding down, he's in an advantageous spot to just let somebody say, hey, your Giants, for example, we didn't take a quarterback. We need one. Let's go get one. And we'll trade up into getting it.
Oh, I'll make that deal right now with Detroit if you like. I'll give you whatever you want for pick 29. So, yeah, but I'm not trying to ruin your joy.
Oh, no,
I want you guys to have a pick on the first night because, no, people would be super bummed out. But if you're telling me, like right here, right now, what do you need? Happy to do business. See, I'm desperate.
I think it would be a temporary like, oh. But then you would think, okay, he just added more capital, more picks, and this man nails the draft. Sure, we'll be back. Were you not going to come back the next day? See, no, you were going to be there anyway.
And that's what Brad continued to say. I didn't put all of that in the cut, but he continued to say, they'll forgive us, but not immediately.
Right.
Like later on, when football's going on in November, they say, yeah, it worked out. They'll forgive them.
How about 12 hours later? They'll forgive. Or 24 hours later, they'll be like, oh, okay. We got two picks in the second round, plus we got two picks in the third round. We're good. Yeah, love that.
Will texts in and says, the amount of draft capital required to trade up for a cornerback doesn't seem worth it. Mike traditionally has said you win with the tip of the sword, so keep building the trenches.
I do, and I agree with it. And I do want an offensive lineman. But I'm making a point. I am up against a fan base who blindly just believes whatever when it comes to Brad Holmes. So I'm giving you one of your scenarios to test how far you're willing to go. Like, I could sit at 29 and be totally happy, but I'm a weirdo. It's easy for me to understand that Brad Holmes at 29 has better odds of picking a good player than the average GM. And I'll let the draft come to me, and we're going to have a good time with it. We'll take a really nice player.
Yeah, draft becomes fluid because now you see where the runs are. Do we want to jump in? Wait, you know what? That run is actually good for us because that means our players are sliding down.
But if he's got a guy he really wants, all I'm telling you is I'm good if he goes up and does it. I mean, and I'm willing to risk it for the biscuit.
He's done it 2 years in a row. Went up, got Gibbs.
Well, right, so what's the point of drafting something nice and safe and sound at 29? Or if Brad identifies what he deems to be as his next Jahmyr Gibbs or his next Sam LaPorta. Right. And again, I don't think J-Mo's been a success. Sorry. The point is, if he identifies it, he wants it. And by the way, I still like the J-Mo pick when he made it.
Right.
Because you want to add elite players. So if he's got a corner who he goes, I have him number 7 on my board.
Right. No, I understand. And I'll be the one right now. I know people think we're negative. I think this will be J-Mo's year. I think that all the shenanigans are behind him. I think he got a taste of what it felt like to be the guy.
Wait, we're negative.
In that NFC Championship game.
We're negative because the guy has either not been available or has been largely ineffective. I'm not playing that game.
No. I'm saying I think that he got a taste of it, and I think that the shenanigans are going to be behind him, and I think this will be his breakout year. So it took a while, but you're going to see the fruits of taking that pick of moving up to get J-Mo. Yes, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Based on the last couple of trade-ups, I'm getting closer and closer to putting it on the glass board over there.
Do it right now.
That there will be a trade-up from 29 by Brad.
To the board.
Okay.
To the board, Kenneth, in that hideous Macho Man t-shirt.
All right.
248-539.
Kenny with the crazy puff.
That's right. We will get to your phone calls. We'll get some more of the ticket texts as well. Uniforms are in play. Week from tonight, draft talk. We'll play. Bump back with that audio, too, if you would, David.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.